Did you have a perfect childhood? Few, if any of us did, and some of us have carried the wounds from that childhood with us into adulthood unexamined. If this describes you, have a listen to these five big ideas from The Origins of You, How Breaking Family Patterns Can Liberate the Way We Live and Love by Vienna Farron. Vienna is a sought-after relationship therapist and is the founder and owner of the group practice Mindful Marriage and Family Therapy. Here she is.
Hi, my name is Vienna Farron, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in New York and the author of The Origins of You, How Breaking Family Patterns Can Liberate the Way We Live and Love. I'm going to share with you five important ideas and reflection points from the book. My hope is that these ideas offer you a new perspective and a new lens through which to see yourself and others. It's never easy to explore the pain from the past, especially the pain that originated in our families. I get it. Most of us want to keep our eyes on the prize and stay focused on where we're headed. We don't want to turn back and wallow in the past. We're concerned about opening up Pandora's box and finding things we don't want to find. We're worried about the relationships we have with family changing if we remember something that's painful. And we want to offer grace by repeating, they did the best they could with what they had. Here's the thing. There's plenty of reasons you can come up with to avoid exploring the past. You can rationalize, explain away, and protect the image you carry of others. But here's what I know to be true. Whether you acknowledge your pain or not, it still exists, and it will run your life in ways obvious and subtle. This exploration is not about throwing anyone under the bus. Context is important. Grace and compassion for others is such a gift. But those things cannot be excuses to avoid acknowledging and honoring your pain and your story. Let's dive in. Insight number one, our past impacts our present in ways we may not even be aware of. Our family of origin sets the foundation and framework for just about everything in our lives. They're the first education we get about how to communicate, how to move through conflict, how to talk to ourselves, how to treat others, how to set a boundary, and how to love and be loved. What we experienced and what we observed in our family of origin creates and maintains patterns in our adult lives. If you keep having the same conflict with a partner or parent, if you choose emotionally unavailable people to date repeatedly, or if you're chronically unhappy in all of your jobs, you're going to want to look back and see what from your past is running the show. One of the biggest breakthroughs of my life happened in my late 20s. I was dating someone at the time with whom I saw a future, but his ex came back into the picture and he started to question whether he wanted to get back into a relationship with her or stay in the one with me. I quickly became the overly understanding partner. I presented like I was unaffected by this and encouraged him to take the time and measures necessary for him to decide. I wanted to be the cool girl, which ultimately required me to center his emotional experience over mine. I was chatting with a friend one day and it all clicked in. This role of needless woman, unaffected by anything and everything, was an extension of the childhood role I had taken on decades earlier. You see, my parents went through a 9-year divorce process that started when I was in first grade. There was constant fighting, psychological abuse, manipulation, paranoia, and emotional flooding. I saw my parents crashing and burning around me. As a tiny human, I decided that my job was to avoid adding any additional stress or burden to their already full plates. I became a needless little girl who always said she was fine. I pretended like I was unaffected by what was going on around me and found coping strategies that would distract me away from my pain. This was my attempt at helping take care of their emotional experience. And there it was. Check, check, check. A role I had found myself in as a 5-year-old was still leading the charge, maintaining my boundarylessness, inauthenticity, and invulnerability decades later. Insight number two, painful experiences from the past can create emotional scars. In the book, I call them origin wounds. This is the first time something painful in your life happens that causes you to question your worth, whether you belong, how important you are, whether you can trust others, and whether your overall well-being is cared for, considered, honored, and respected. These wounds get rubbed up against throughout life, either proving the stories the wounds created in the first place true, or making you question again and again what's wrong with you. You may have had a parent who only showed you love and attention when you scored goals or brought home straight A's. That love and attention may have been withheld from you if you didn't achieve, teaching you that love, connection, and presence were conditional based on your performance. You're convinced that you have to be perfect or constantly please another in order to be worthy or chosen in romantic relationships or friendships. Or maybe you grew up in a family that had requirements for you to belong, and if you didn't adhere, you'd be rejected, criticized, or made to feel like an outsider, teaching you to trade your authenticity and your truth in order to be accepted. Today, you find yourself constantly agreeing with friends or people at work, even when you vehemently disagree, just so you can fit in and be liked. Or maybe you found out about your father's infidelity when you were a teenager, shattering the image of the happy and perfect family you held. Now you find yourself waiting for the other shoe to drop in your adult romantic relationships because of a trust wound created decades ago. There are endless examples of how unresolved pain from the past will run your life. Some wounds are created when parents are reckless, abusive, or negligent, but other wounds happen even when a parent is well-intentioned. The goal is to step away from rationalizing, comparing, minimizing, or explaining away the pain, and name it. Acknowledge that it exists and honor the pain so that you can begin to work with it. Insight number 3, our wounds can be healed and those unwanted patterns can be changed. I've spent over 20,000 hours working with individuals, couples, and families in therapy, and it's given me a front row seat to our capacity for change, no matter how challenging a story might be. Wounds store a tremendous amount of information, and if you're willing to look and acknowledge them, there's an opening that will be offered. Being aware of what's driving and motivating a pattern of behavior is key. I remember a moment early on in my relationship with my now husband when we had gotten into a conflict. For the life of me, I can't remember what that conflict was about, but I do remember that I couldn't stop proving my point. We've since named that part the point prover. Don't worry, we have a name for it, my husband's part, the jackhammer too. But what stood out in this particular conflict was that I needed to be right. The truth is, that part would show up a lot during conflict. I hated this point prover part. I knew it created disconnection and it wasn't the way I wanted to exist in my relationship. If I'm being really honest, I worried that this behavior would be such a turnoff that he might not want to be with me. But when you know to begin to look for a story, when you know that an unwanted pattern that you can't shake is serving something, then you can get curious about what origin wound is running the show. In my case, it was my safety origin wound that was activated. My need to be right was actually a protective mechanism. When I was growing up, my dad was quick with his words and was manipulative. Most of this played out between my dad and my mom, but as the observer, I saw how easily it confused her. It was destabilizing and crazy-making, making her question reality and truth. As a child watching this, I learned that I needed to closely track details to make sure I'd never be taken advantage of or manipulated. Quite literally, being right meant that I was emotionally and psychologically safe. Identifying this led me to spend the necessary time witnessing my younger self having to go through that, while also grieving the pain and what that experience took from me. But it also allowed the adult me to become an agent in my own life. I no longer needed to use that protective mechanism in this relationship. In fact, if I continued to, it would have likely created a wedge and led to an ending. It takes work to loosen the grip we have on patterns in our lives, but there is a way forward. Insight number 4. There are better ways to navigate conflict, communicate openly, and set boundaries with others. What keeps you from fighting differently? What keeps you from expressing yourself? What keeps you from setting a boundary or letting someone in a bit more? I want you to think about what your behavior and choices serve. Meaning, what do the choices and behaviors protect or maintain? For example, if keeping rigid boundaries ensures that people can't ever get close to you, then it may serve as a way of protecting yourself from ever feeling taken advantage of in the way you were as a child. Or maybe passive communication is a way to safeguard yourself from ever getting into conflict. Never speaking up serves as a way of avoiding being criticized and degraded, something all too familiar to when your stepfather would be verbally abusive. Our systems are brilliant systems attempting to keep us safe and protected. It's remarkable, really, to see how clever we can become. But unfortunately, protective behaviors and patterns don't always create the environments for thriving relationships. Hiding behind a wall in order to protect yourself also blocks connection, closeness, and intimacy. It keeps you from ever getting close to the people you care about. Avoiding conflict by communicating passively might mean that you never get yelled at, but it also keeps you from sharing how you feel, voicing preferences, or having the people in your life get to know what's happening in your inner world. When we can understand how our origin wounds play into our current behaviors, we can begin to shift from behaviors that serve to protect our past pain to behaviors that support the lives and relationships we desire to have today. Insight number 5. Healing unhealthy family patterns is a process, but you don't have to be perfect to make progress. You're not going to arrive at some final destination where your work is complete and you live without hurt or pain. This work is a practice of managing what exists differently. The charge changes. The grip it has on you loosens. Your healing and awareness moves into the driver's seat of your life instead of your wounds. On this path, you'll make mistakes. You'll do something you promised yourself you wouldn't do again, and you'll find yourself frustrated more times than you'd like. But you'll also start to have compassion and grace for yourself as you understand what those unwanted choices are attempting to protect. But here's what I really want you to know. Your life isn't out to get you. It's out to be healed. Your wounds don't want to harm you. They're tugging at you because you deserve relief. The journey of reclaiming yourself and taking charge of your own life is a long one, an ongoing process. But in recognizing the effects of your origin wounds and working to lessen the impact they have on your behaviors today, you can begin traveling down the necessary path of healing. Change doesn't happen all at once. It happens bit by bit. You will practice one small shift again and again, and then another and another. And those small shifts create bigger shifts. You'll bravely try something that you've never done before, like disappointing another to stay true to yourself, saying no instead of pleasing someone, or communicating a boundary when you would normally stay quiet. I am reminded of a quote from Lionel Messi, the Argentinian footballer who is considered one of the greatest to ever live. He says, "I start early and I stay late, year after year. It took me 17 years and 114 days to become an overnight success." It will take you a lifetime to become an overnight success, but you will reap the benefits and rewards throughout the process. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy the book and continue to get to know your origin stories and the origin stories of those you love. It will change your life and your relationships for the better.
Thank you, Vienna. That was Vienna Farron with 5 big ideas from The Origins of You, How Breaking Family Patterns Can Liberate the Way We Live and Love. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.